这是金华实校2019至2020学年第二学期期末调研考试高二英语试卷听力部分。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
We went out for a meal at Luigi's last night. You know, that new Italian restaurant.
I know. What was it like?
It was the best Italian meal I've ever had, and it wasn't as expensive as Giovanni's. Hi, I just arrived on flight 245 from Copenhagen. I waited until all the luggage came out, but my suitcase wasn't there.
I guess it might have been put on the wrong flight.
Pioneer Hotel.
Can I leave a message for a Mr. Jack Hudson?
Sure.
Ask him to call All Canada Airlines at 604-551-0973.
Daddy, shall we go out this weekend?
We can if you want, but why this weekend? We planned to enjoy some plays and music.
I attended a photography club. Each member is asked to hand in some photos for the coming exhibition.
What are you going to wear to the party?
I was thinking about wearing my new black dress.
Don't wear that one. It's too short. Wear a long dress.
I have a long blue dress, but it isn't new.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Mom asked me to buy her a T-shirt. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one. I like the one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would. And you can't get the one with mountains because she has that.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then. Mum asked me to buy her a T-shirt. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one.I like the one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would. And you can't get the one with mountains because she has that.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then.
Listen to the following 对话 回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I went to Professor Hilt's office to turn in my essay yesterday, but I found the door was locked.
Why did you go there yesterday? It was Saturday.
Well, you told me I had to hand in my essay on Saturday.
I said nothing of that sort. I told you to turn in your essay on Friday.
Oh, really? That's too bad. Professor Hilt will be mad at me since I have been late in turning in my homework for a few times this term already.
Oh, he will understand. It's not easy for you to study and work part-time as well, but you do need to give him an apology.
Yes, I do. I went to Professor Hilt's office to turn in my essay yesterday, but I found the door was locked.
Why did you go there yesterday? It was Saturday.
Well, you told me I had to hand in my essay on Saturday.
I said nothing of that sort. I told you to turn in your essay on Friday.
Oh, really? That's too bad. Professor Hilt will be mad at me since I have been late in turning in my homework for a few times this term already.
Oh, he will understand. It's not easy for you to study and work part-time as well, but you do need to give him an apology.
Yes, I do.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Philip, how nice to see you.
Hi, Aunt Maureen.
Congratulations. A degree in medicine. Now, what's next? Are you looking for a job?
I've got a job.
So quickly. Which hospital are you working in?
Actually, I'm working in a restaurant. I've decided to take a year off to work abroad, so I need to save some money.
Work abroad?
Yes, I'm going to work for a school.
Oh, I see.
Well, I want to do something different for a few months.
And who is paying for all this?
The school pays for everything when I'm there, but I have to pay for my own flight.
So that's why you're working at the restaurant?
Right. I can save £100 a week.
How much is the flight going to cost?
About £750.
Philip, how nice to see you.
Hi, Aunt Maureen.
Congratulations. A degree in medicine. Now, what's next? Are you looking for a job?
I've got a job.
So quickly. Which hospital are you working in?
Actually, I'm working in a restaurant. I've decided to take a year off to work abroad, so I need to save some money.
Work abroad?
Yes, I'm going to work for a school.
Oh, I see.
Well, I want to do something different for a few months.
And who is paying for all this?
The school pays for everything when I'm there, but I have to pay for my own flight.
So that's why you're working at the restaurant?
Right. I can save £100 a week.
How much is the flight going to cost?
About £750.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Daniel Ash, your new book is a collection of articles about people with strange jobs.
Yes, I collected stories about unusual jobs from all over the world.
So you're not talking about actors or shopping assistants?
No, all the people in the book have very strange jobs.
I see. It's organized into different industries. What about in the food industry?
Well, when a company wants to advertise food, they sometimes need a food stylist. Their job is to make food look good in advertisements.
I've never heard of that job before.
Well, there are only about 20 food stylists in Britain. For example, when we look at a picture of strawberries and cream, we're really looking at strawberries and white paint.
Really?
Yes, and they paint sausages with washing up liquid, then coffee to make them look natural.
Then the cleaning industry. Isn't cleaning a normal job?
Normally, yes. But did you know there is a man in America called Brad Fields and...
Daniel Ash, your new book is a collection of articles about people with strange jobs.
Yes, I collected stories about unusual jobs from all over the world.
So you're not talking about actors or shopping assistants?
No, all the people in the book have very strange jobs.
I see. It's organized into different industries. What about in the food industry?
Well, when a company wants to advertise food, they sometimes need a food stylist. Their job is to make food look good in advertisements.
I've never heard of that job before.
Well, there are only about 20 food stylists in Britain. For example, when we look at a picture of strawberries and cream, we're really looking at strawberries and white paint.
Really?
Yes, and they paint sausages with washing up liquid, then coffee to make them look natural.
Then the cleaning industry. Isn't cleaning a normal job?
Normally, yes. But did you know there is a man in America called Brad Fields and...
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Green. I'd like to share an unforgettable experience with you. This happened on a warm evening in August. I was on holiday with my friend Anne and her family. I was walking on the beach with Anne and her cousin Julia. It was low tide. "Let's walk out to the island," Julia said suddenly. The sand was wet, so we had to leave our shoes on the beach. As we got nearer the island, there was more water, but we walked cheerfully through it. When we reached the island, we were too tired. We lay down on the sand and fell asleep. When we woke up, we saw that the tide had come in. We were completely surrounded by water. We all felt extremely frightened. It was getting dark, and nobody had a mobile. Suddenly, we heard a voice calling our names. It was Anne's father in a rowing boat. When we were all sitting down later sharing pizza, we promised that we would never do anything so silly again. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Green. I'd like to share an unforgettable experience with you. This happened on a warm evening in August. I was on holiday with my friend Anne and her family. I was walking on the beach with Anne and her cousin Julia. It was low tide. "Let's walk out to the island," Julia said suddenly. The sand was wet, so we had to leave our shoes on the beach. As we got nearer the island, there was more water, but we walked cheerfully through it. When we reached the island, we were too tired. We lay down on the sand and fell asleep. When we woke up, we saw that the tide had come in. We were completely surrounded by water. We all felt extremely frightened. It was getting dark, and nobody had a mobile. Suddenly, we heard a voice calling our names. It was Anne's father in a rowing boat. When we were all sitting down later sharing pizza, we promised that we would never do anything so silly again.
第二节到此结束。听力部分到此结束。